Iran says Turkey should respect Syria's sovereignty and receive permission before any military intervention in its southern neighboring country. Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Osami also condemned Turkey's support for certain militant groups in Syria, saying all countries should refrain from adopting double standards when it comes to fighting terrorism. Dozens have been killed in a series of explosions across Syria. Reports say two bomb blasts hit a highway near Tartus, which houses a Russian naval base. The attacks left 30 people dead and 45 others injured. 11 people were also killed in explosions in Homs and Hasaka. The U.S. and Russia have failed to reach an agreement on a new truce in Syria's Aleppo. Reports say the meeting between Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov ended without any tangible result. The two sides had mentioned they were at odds over certain subjects. French protesters have blocked main roads in the northern port city of Calais to demand the closure of a squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle. The demonstrators say the asylum seekers disrupt their work and life. Thousands of refugees hoping to reach Britain are living at the Calais camp. A building has collapsed in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv, leaving one person dead and over 20 others injured. A number of people are also missing. An Israeli TV channel has put the number of missing people at 15, but police have not confirmed the report as of yet. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has warned about the possibility of another global economic recession, urging major economies to help prevent it. Abe said that Tokyo is leading the efforts to bring global economic growth. He also hailed the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement as the growth engine of the global economy. Preliminary results of Hong Kong legislative elections show that 4 of 6 winning seats will go to anti-China candidates. A record high number of voters took part in the polls. The opposition hopes for a fresh round of political confrontation over China's control of territory by winning more seats.